Joe Biden calls to pass already rejected Democrat voting bills. By Sean Moran on March 1, 2022. President Joe Biden in his State of the Union address on Tuesday called to pass Democrat voter bills that have already been rejected by Congress. During his address, Biden called to pass two Democrat bills, the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. However, the Senate infamously rejected his and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's DNY efforts to pass these Democrat voting bills by breaking the filibuster 2 months ago. After Schumer failed to get Republicans to support the legislation, the Democrat leader moved to overrule the legislative filibuster. The move was rejected by Senators Joe Manchin, DWV, and Kyrsten Sinema, DOZ. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, hailed a victory over Schumer. In all likelihood is the most important day in the history of the Senate as an institution. Republicans have argued that removing the filibuster would undermine the Senate in its role as a deliberative body. Republicans such as Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, have said the two bills would federalize elections and ban state efforts to increase election integrity. Today, Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden led the left in an attempt to blow up the Senate rules to federalize elections. Washington Democrats want to silence Americans, ban voter ID, and take away Tennessee's ability to draw our own congressional districts. States like Tennessee, not radicals in Washington, must remain in control of our elections. Heritage Foundation President Kevin Roberts and Heritage Action Executive Director Jessica Anderson told Breitbart News in January, "Americans want voter integrity, and they know the left's partisan narrative has nothing to do with democracy and everything to do with rigging the rules to keep Democrats in power to pass their agenda without our support." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.